Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It is National Bald is Beautiful Day, Tony. How you celebrate?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. You think I'm bald? I'm just thinning. You think I'm bald?
Yeah, you know.
Really?
You're sort of stealing a line from me there. Think I'm bald, I'm shaved. I said that I've been saying that for, how long have I shaved my head now? Since 1994. Wow, I'm coming up on 30 years of shaving my head.
I have no hair. And each day I look at the top of my head and it expands. It's like the Gobi Desert.
Take it on out, homie. Come home.
I look even worse.
Come on home.
For me. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, we will get to the Max Scherzer injury news in a moment, but we begin today with fallout from the Aaron Rodgers injury. The NFLPA has called for the NFL to change all of its turf surfaces to natural grass. NFLPA Executive Director Lloyd Howell said, quote, "While we know there's an investment to making this change, there is a bigger cost to everyone in our business if we keep losing our best players to unnecessary injuries," unquote. Wilbon, do you think the players will get the owners to agree to this?
Yeah, I think so, Tony. This is a fairly easy one. The owners and the National Football League together like to hide behind the notion of player safety. They hide behind it because they say, let's have player safety. Let's have all these protocols to deal with concussions, but let's add a game. Let's try to add two where they're knocking the snot out each other. So they just lie. They're such hypocrites. But this is an easy place to make yourself look better. This is an easy PR move for the owners to agree. The players want this. And Tony, I find this interesting because years and years ago, after they got rid of places like the dump that was the Philadelphia, with a veteran stadium and these places that had turf,
the vet,
where people tore up their bodies on this stuff,
right.
There was a next evolved turf and a field turf. And, you know, people come in and they say, well, this is better, but we go back to natural grass, it seems, each time in some form of that. So just do it. If this latest study says this is going to help players avoid injury, just do it. The league makes all the money in the world. And they lie about how much they care about safety. Then show you care, even if you really don't.
All right, so I'm going to do a little pushback here. I'm going to state, first of all, that Aaron Rodgers did not have a non-contact injury. He was chased, and he was put down on the ground. And I'm going to suggest that it's possible that the freakish quality of this injury was such that it cannot be tied directly to the fact that it was artificial turf.
That is the counter-argument by you.
That's the counter-argument.
Right.
Now, having said all that, I would do this. I would go back to grass the way it was when football was invented. I would invest in grounds crews, however much money that costs to keep the grass going well. Because I would not, Mike, I would not want players to be able to say this to me as an owner. You're putting us in jeopardy. We have agreed to play a violent sport, but you got to help us when we fall down.
Right.
To me, the tipping point, Mike, is soccer. It's the World Cup. These stadiums have agreed. The World Cup said, we're not letting you have the games. I guess it's 2026. We're not letting you have the games unless you have natural grass. And they've said, okay, we will lay natural grass in on top of the turf. If you're willing to do that, then you have to be willing to do this, it seems to me.
It's about money.
Oh, everything. The answer to all your questions is money.
All the questions.
Mike, I think we need to say this. Football is not baseball. Football, you have hard contact on the ground on every single play. Baseball, occasionally you dive in the outfield. It's different. You place your foot in the ground and you make a severe cut. I mean, you just grass is better. Everybody knows it. You're making, as you say, billions of dollars. Invest
just
in
do
this
it.
One. Invest
Spend
in
it. Hire the grounds crews. Do what you have to do.
Yep.
Treat it like a golf course. You bring in people, and if they have to get down on their knees with scissors to cut a blade, then do it.
No, you're right.
Then do it.
No,
because
the only reason they don't do it is to put in concerts and monster truck events because they're afraid the grass will be torn up. So go to grass.
That's right.
Yeah, we're agreed.
Should be easy to solve. Should be. The Texas Rangers suffered a loss during a win last night. Max Scherzer, your boy, Tone, is out for the regular season. This is sad.
Yep.
And likely the playoffs after suffering a strained teres major muscle against the Blue Jays last night. He had not allowed a run in that game, and the Rangers ended up winning it 6-3. But Tone, what did last night mean in full for the Texas Rangers?
Okay, primarily what it means for the Texas Rangers is that they moved up in the standings and held on to the wild card.
Yeah.
They are one game closer to the playoffs right now than they were before that game started. They also beat Toronto, which means they won the season series with Toronto, as they had with Seattle. So they get the tie break over the two teams that are closest to them in the wild card race. Now, did they win the battle and lose the war? Yeah, I'm afraid that's exactly what happened. He was a warrior god last night. He went 5 1/3, Scherzer did. He allowed no earned runs, 3 hits, and he got the W. And he's also, and we are reminded of this, Mike, he's 39 years old. Now he's out for the rest of the season. Aaron Rodgers, 40. He can't go on forever. Scherzer has had oblique problems before. This, I guess, is not the oblique, right? This is a different deal. He's out. He's done for this year. So that is
a loss.
They need him.
It's a big loss for the Texas Rangers. They don't have so much pitching. They can't do without Scherzer. And Scherzer's been very inconsistent. He's had games like last night and then two previous to that where he gives up nothing. And then like the previous one where he gets shelled. So he's not, you know, 3 years ago with, you know, Max Scherzer where he's just locked down. But they still need him, Tony. There's not so much great starting pitching. It's like, to carry your analogy further, great quarterback play. There's not so much of it you can just turn your nose up at it. And you don't have Max Scherzer, you're going to be struggling, particularly when you're trying to hold off the Blue Jays, you're trying to catch and Seattle, you're trying to perhaps catch Houston if you can with their own 40-year-old ace. That's an interesting situation in the West, Tony.
Who got hit last night, who gave up 5 earned last
five
night
earned.
In 7.
Yeah, and so
I feel
bad for Max Scherzer. He'd been on the Texas Rangers 2 minutes. I don't care about the Texas Rangers. I feel bad for Max Scherzer. Right. But, you know, Tony, it's time. I mean, he and Justin Verlander, next stop Hall of Fame. I'm not going to sit here and weep for them even as much as Aaron Rodgers, because they've known this. They could feel it. They know everything about their bodies. They're giving it one last shot. They knew it was coming. It didn't work with the Mets.
You know what,
and
Mike?
So they gave up
that. That's a great pennant race, though. That's
it
three
is.
Teams
cool
within
race.
A game and a half of each other.
Yeah.
And I know that you always thought that Houston would get the lead and expand the lead.
I did.
You've always said that
I
on
did.
The air.
Yeah.
And they haven't done that. And Oakland has beaten them twice in a row. And each team has been in a lead. Seattle got in the lead briefly when they went 25-6, I think, after the All-Star break. They have put on the brakes lately. They're like 3-7 in the last 10. But that's a great pennant race.
It is.
And it's meaningful
fun.
To watch.
And you know what?
It is.
Tony. Pennant races used to be a staple. Those are what would lead shows like this, if there were shows like this, for 100 years. And so now when you get one like you get in the West, good. Let's cheer it, let's watch it, and appreciate it.
Wait. We haven't done this show for 100 years.
Well,
it
fraction,
feels like
a big fraction.
100
of it.
Years. We moved
fraction.
To Dion because you can't do a show without Dion.
That's right.
There's a piece by Fox's Brian Fisher suggesting that Dion's immediate success may lead to lots of coaches breaking up their teams and bringing in lots of new players the way Dion did at Colorado. Wilbon, do you see other college coaches following and succeeding with Dion's Colorado model?
Well, I see them trying to follow. They'll try to follow. They'll try to go and throw off whoever on their teams they can throw off and go to the transfer portal and try to get the best players in. They're going to fight. They can do it anyway. Dion just took this to a new level. Dion didn't invent this. College coaches have been lying and hiding and stashing and passive-aggressively throwing people off teams for 100 years. Now, Dion came in and said, oh, really? This is now legal? We can do this above board? Then here's how we're going to do it. And all the guys out there like your boy Rule in Nebraska who took shots at Dion, giving you a hard time.
What?
Thinly
My boy.
Veiled shots. I loved, as you know, Dion putting their faces in it. I love that, and I want it to continue all season. Are they as charismatic as Dion? No. Do they know as much about football as Dion? No. Do they appeal to kids in their living rooms if coaches still go to the living rooms, if transfer portals exist in the living room? No. So I hope they fail miserably at it, but they will attempt it.
What I like, Ben, this is a very good show. You hate all the owners in the NFL. They're all liars. You hate almost every college football coach. They are liars as well.
Yeah.
So that's good.
They're liars. I don't hate them. Moving. But they're liars. Often.
So let me say this. My first reaction, my first impulse is to say, hold on a second, Sparky. Deion's situation is different than others. Deion walked into a 1-11 team where almost everybody deserved to blow up because it was a 1-11 team. Deion also walked in with players he had already coached on the college level, including his son, the quarterback, and Travis Hunter, a two-way player. So that when Deion said, I'm coming in with all new luggage and it's Louis, he wasn't kidding around. All right? Now, it's only two games and there's 10 more to go, but it looks like he's doing it well. I agree with you. A lot of coaches will do this, and I agree with you, they will fall on their faces, and I agree with you for the very specific reason. And don't ever underestimate how personally charismatic Deion Sanders is.
Amen.
A lot of guys can coach football.
Yeah.
Not a lot can lead the French Revolution, okay? Deion is different than these other people. What I'm interested in most, though, Mike, is this. The transfer in the balance of power. I thought, and you thought, that the transfer portal liberated all the players. But if coaches come in and start throwing out 30 or 40 guys, say to them, you get in the portal,
doing it already.
You get out of here.
They were doing it already.
Then I wonder if they don't reclaim a certain amount of power.
Well, they're trying to, Tony.
Sport.
That's what they want in this new rule. Reclaim. I'm glad they're reclaim. They already had it. They threw 30 and 40, maybe not 30 and 40. They threw 10 to 20 guys off the team. That's why I said lying. But Tony, I don't mean that their characters
Deion got rid of 50,
okay.
Right?
I said he took it to a new level, didn't I? But they were throwing guys off when the rules didn't allow for it. Sanctimonious coaches who now hate Deion and want to take Deion at their conference media days. They want to take shots. How's it feel now, Sparky? Deion's got your face in it. Good. Yeah. Good.
It's too bad that I like Deion so much or I would yell back, but I like Deion.
You can't.
I covered him. He was going to buy me
this.
A burgundy
you
suit.
You love what he's doing. You know you do.
I do. I do.
Me
Let's
too.
Take a break. Coming up is Zach Wilson, your boy.
Yeah.
The Jets' best solution to quarterback for the rest of this season.
Later, another big night, another one. For Freddie Freeman. Deion.
Again.
Deion. Everything is Deion.
Freddie Freeman, Matt Olson, Mookie Betts, Ronald Acuna Jr. All MVP quality. All.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We went so long in our first segment that we only have time for one What's the Word, even though I put on the doctor jacket and everything. Give it to me.
The Jets would be blank to stick with Zach Wilson as their starting quarterback.
So my word is compelled. This, Tom Brady's not going to take their phone call. He's not coming back. Carson Wentz, Matt Ryan, did you watch them last year? They weren't any good. Zach Wilson is the quarterback that was. Now, look, last year was a bad year for him because, if you remember, Mike, he didn't even take responsibility when things went bad on offense and the defense said, what are you doing? And, you know, it was one of that. And he got benched. Everybody says that Aaron Rodgers was tutoring him. Everybody says Zach Wilson is different. And everybody says this, Mike. He was the number two overall pick.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's not a guarantee. Ryan Leaf was the number two overall pick. Mitch Trubisky was the number two overall pick. I think you're compelled to stay with him because he knows the offense. He knows the team. And you don't have anything better right now. You don't have anything better. So maybe it works out. I said yesterday, and I will say again today, I think Rodgers going out like this kills the team. Maybe I'm wrong.
Tony, the Jets, first of all, would be pragmatic to stick with Wilson. Pragmatic. I mean, the Tom Brady thing is just the dumbest idea. It's the dumbest question. Anybody who continues to put it out there, please stop. Don't insult me. Tom Brady's not coming in the middle of a season to a place, a team. He doesn't know just because he's Tom Brady. Stop. Stop being idiots on sports talk radio and television and everywhere else you can be idiots. Now, pragmatic, because this kid does know this system. Whatever he was last year, Tony, he's got to have evolved some because he's been with Aaron Rodgers all offseason
right.
and all summer.
That's right.
And a coaching
That's
staff right. and a team where he can look around and say, you know what, there's a better way to do this. I better listen to this old dude. He may get hurt, but my body's got to be younger and fresher, and I can take some of what he's taught me and go and use it. And I think the Jets can be a playoff team with Wilson. He's got some talent. It's practical. It's pragmatic yeah. to leave his butt in there.
I will say this. He got knocked down and humiliated so much last
he
year
did.
That if he's a great athlete, which everyone says, you know,
Response,
you get
baby.
To be number two without
Response.
That, maybe you come back.
Carson
Wilbon
come on.
Just had the final word. Let's take one last break. Still to come, the Chiefs get some good news.
Chiefs need some good news, Tony. They haven't had any in a while. And the Las Vegas Aces were the best team in the WNBA's regular season by a little bit. But what should we expect when the playoffs start tonight?
Yeah, he was benched last year, right, Mike? He was benched.
He deserved it.
Because he did not take responsibility.
He earned being benched, and now he's in there.
Yeah.
So support him and stop talking yeah. about Tom damn Brady.
This is a real good second chance. It is.
It
a
is.
A real good second
it
chance.
Is.
Good defense, all that.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 74th birthday, Rick Dempsey. History
wow.
lesson, kids. Dempsey was a catcher who played an amazing 24 years for the Twins, Yankees, Orioles, Indians, Dodgers, and Brewers. He had a nondescript career in terms of numbers, 233 batting average, 96 homers, 471 RBI, over 1,765 games, an average of about 75 games a season. Catchers play forever because they're needed. Everybody loves the backup catcher. Dempsey was on a World Series champion with the Dodgers and with the Orioles. In 1983, Dempsey became one of the least known World Series MVPs of all time after batting .385 and hitting the key home run in the clinching Game 5 against Philadelphia. Dempsey later coached for the Orioles and became one of their broadcasters.
Tony, I was around covering for the Washington Post a lot of those Orioles teams with Rick Dempsey as the catcher. And his was the locker you wanted to stand in front of for hours after a game and learn baseball at the highest possible level. And look at the pitchers that Dempsey was handling, by the way, including one,
yeah.
Jim Palmer, including.
Yeah, so he played the most games with the Orioles and the most games per season with the Orioles. He had the most success there. He's in their Hall of Fame. Happy anniversary, Tom Chaney. This is posthumous, but around this day, 61 years ago, the Washington Senators righty set the major league record by striking out 21 Orioles. It took him 16 innings and 228 pitches. Chaney had 13 strikeouts through nine, and manager Mickey Vernon wanted to make a pitching change, but Chaney told him, quote, "I started this damn game and I'm finishing it," unquote. His 228th pitch, a called third strike. The volume of pitches took a toll. Chaney was never again as good. Okay, 228 pitches is crazy.
Wow.
But not that long ago, pitchers regularly threw 130 to 150. Now, anything over 110 is cause for psychiatric evaluation of the pitcher, the manager, and the GM.
Tony, an alarm would go off. If a guy got to 110, an alarm would go off, and three analytics fools would run out of the press box to grab the pitcher and fire the manager. Baseball has changed, has it not?
It has. Happy trails. You're going to love this. Happy trails to two extra base hits for Nolan Jones of the Rockies.
I was watching.
Cubs rookie center fielder Pete Crow Armstrong, whom we talked about here yesterday when he was called up to the majors, gave evidence why he was called up. Once running to his right and later running to his left, he made a couple of highlight reel catches, robbing Nolan Jones of doubles or triples. The Cubs lost the game 6-4, but Cubs fans in the stands at Coors Field started chanting PCA. Crow Armstrong's parents and a bunch of family friends were there to watch. Crow Armstrong said of his defense, and I quote here, "I have dreamed literally about making those catches. I expect to make them."
Tony, center field is not a position where the Cubs have forever and ever had a great player. We've got a lot of great players and stars, but this kid seems like the natural. Rick Monday, after he came over from the Dodgers, he was out there for a minute. But I'm excited already about watching this kid play. He's that good. And Colorado, we turned that into Wrigley Field West the last two nights. We need to win this game tonight, win the series.
Do you like the fact that both his parents are actors?
That's a little weird for us,
wonderful.
But I'm okay with that. A little strange.
I think that's just wonderful.
Strange.
All right, let's go to the big finish if we could.
Let's do it.
Matt Olson hit his 51st home run, tying the team record, Braves team record, set by Andrew Jones. Your thoughts?
How far is he going? I mean, there's a few games left, double-digit games. He's past Henry Aaron. That's all that matters. Freddie Freeman went 4-for-5 with a home run and the Dodgers win on his birthday. You impressed with that?
He's a great player. He's a Hall of Fame player. He kills the Washington Nationals. You know that Freddie Freeman, when he left to go to the Dodgers, that's when Matt Olson came into the Braves. It's like, and they're both MVP candidates.
No regret.
2-of-4. Travis Kelce and your boy Chris Jones practice today for the Chiefs. What does that mean?
They're home now. Now we can start to judge the Chiefs when they play Jacksonville at Jacksonville Sunday. They got two of their three most important players back. The Nationals extended GM Mike Rizzo. Does that make sense to you?
They extended Davey Martinez just a couple of weeks ago. Both of these people have been there a while. Rizzo longer than Martinez. Is the GM of a World Series winning team.
Could have gone to the White Sox, though. Rizzo could have gone to the White Sox. Chicago boy could have gone to the South Side.
I think it means that the sale isn't imminent. Last one. WNBA playoffs tip off tonight. Who you got?
It's hard not to have the Sun and the Aces, though I'm rooting for the Sky. I don't know what chance this guy have against Las Vegas in this series, Tom. It's going to be tough.
We're out of time. We will try and do better the next time. Colin St. Maxon's, shout out, club champ at Columbia.
Congratulations. I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, here's SportsCenter.
So you don't have the New York team? The way they played lately, you don't have them?
Nah.